Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Retold by Catherine E. White. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Snow White's mother died when she was a little baby. She lived happily with her father, the king, in the castle. One day her father called her.
Snow White, this is Princess Bella. She's a very special lady, and I'm going to marry her.
That's wonderful, said Snow White. I'm sure we'll all be very happy in the castle together.
Snow White's new mother was very beautiful, but she wasn't kind. She didn't read stories to Snow White, and she never played with her. Sometimes she left her in her room, alone. Every evening, Queen Bella looked into her magic mirror and said,
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the most beautiful woman in the world?
You are,
the mirror always replied. 5 years later, Queen Bella looked into her magic mirror and said,
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the most beautiful woman in the world?
You, dear Queen, are beautiful, it's true, but Snow White is more beautiful than you,
replied the mirror.
That's impossible! Shouted Queen Bella. Snow White, come here immediately!
Here I am, said Snow White.
Queen Bella looked at Snow White and it was true. Snow White was more beautiful than Queen Bella.
Ah, Snow White, said Queen Bella. Tomorrow you can go for a walk in the forest with the woodcutter. You can pick some flowers for your room.
Thank you, said Snow White. I love walking in the forest. I can pick some flowers for you too.
The next morning, Queen Bella called the woodcutter.
You must go into the forest with Snow White, she said. And you must kill her.
Kill Snow White? Said the woodcutter. I can't do that.
You must, said Queen Bella.
That afternoon, Snow White and the woodcutter walked a long way into the forest. Snow White picked a beautiful bunch of wild flowers.
I'm tired now, said Snow White. Can we go home now?
I'm sorry, Snow White. You can't go back to the castle, said the woodcutter. Queen Bella told me to kill you. I don't want to kill you. Of course, I can't kill you. I can tell her you're dead, but you can never go back to the castle again. She hates you.
The woodcutter went back to the castle alone.
Did you kill Snow White?
Asked Queen Bella.
Yes,
said the woodcutter.
Good, said Queen Bella. Now that she's dead, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world again.
Snow White was alone and sad, but she made friends with some rabbits and a deer. Then she fell asleep. Early in the morning, the birds woke her up, and she saw a small cottage.
Come with me, she said to the animals. Perhaps someone in the cottage knows where the castle is. I must go home and tell my father that Queen Bella wants to kill me.
There was no one in the garden, But the cottage door was open. Snow White went inside. The cottage was very small, and everything inside was very small.
A small table, 7 small chairs, 7 small beds. Perhaps 7 children live here,
Snow White thought. The cottage was a mess. The kitchen was a mess. There were dirty plates, glasses, cups, knives and forks in the sink and on the table. The bedroom was a mess. There were dirty clothes and shoes on the floor. Snow White cleaned the kitchen and washed the plates, cups, glasses, knives and forks. She made some soup for the children. Then she washed the clothes and made the beds. Finally, the cottage was clean. But Snow White was tired. She fell asleep on one of the beds. The people who lived in the cottage were 7 dwarfs, not children. They were surprised when they came home.
Oh, said the happiest dwarf, magic! Don't be silly, said the tallest dwarf. Magic can't clean a house.
Fairy magic can, said the youngest dwarf.
There are no fairies and there's no magic, said the oldest dwarf.
Then who washed the clothes and cleaned the cottage?
Asked the shortest dwarf.
And who cooked the dinner?
Asked the fattest dwarf.
Let's look in the bedroom, said the thinnest dwarf.
They opened the bedroom door quietly, but Snow White woke up.
Oh, you're not children, she said.
Of course we're not children,
said the oldest dwarf.
We're dwarfs.
Are you a fairy?
Asked the youngest dwarf. Snow White told the 7 dwarfs about her walk in the forest with the woodcutter. She told them that Queen Bella wanted to kill her.
I must go home. I want to tell my father about Queen Bella, said Snow White. Please take me to the castle.
You can't go to the castle. The king's not there. Everyone knows he's in the forest. He's looking for you, said the thinnest dwarf.
No, don't go to the castle, said the tallest dwarf. Queen Bella hates you. Stay here with us.
You're very kind, all of you, said Snow White. Perhaps I can help in the house while I'm here.
Wonderful, said the shortest dwarf. Mmm, that soup smells delicious. Can we have dinner now? I'm hungry.
The next day, Queen Bella looked into her magic mirror and said,
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful woman in the world?
You, dear queen, are beautiful, it's true. But Snow White is more beautiful than you.
That's not true! Snow White's dead!
Shouted the queen.
No, Snow White's in the forest with the 7 dwarfs, said the mirror.
I'm going to find her and kill her,
shouted the queen.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, she said. I want to be an old lady and I want a basket of poisoned apples.
She put on an old dress and went to the cottage. Snow White was in the garden.
Hello,
said the old lady.
Would you like one of my apples?
Thank you, said Snow White. What lovely, shiny red apples!
Snow White ate a small piece of an apple.
Ugh,
she said.
It tastes bad.
Snow White looked at the old lady's face. It was Queen Bella.
Ha ha! She laughed. The apple is poisoned! You're going to die!
Queen Bella ran to the castle.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful woman in the world?
You, dear queen, are beautiful, it's true. But Snow White is more beautiful than you, replied the mirror. She only ate a small piece of the apple. She didn't die.
No, no, no!
Shouted the queen. She was very, very angry and threw the mirror on the floor.
Crash!
When the mirror broke, she died. The woodcutter saw the old lady go into the castle. He followed her, and then he saw Queen Bella break the mirror and die. He ran into the forest and found the king.
Queen Bella is dead, he said. She wanted to kill Snow White. We must find Snow White.
They found the cottage in the forest.
Snow White's dead, said the youngest dwarf.
Oh, no, my poor dear Snow White, said the king.
Snow White heard her father and sat up with a smile.
I'm not dead, she said. Queen Bella gave me a poisoned apple and I fell asleep.
I'm so happy that she didn't kill you, said the king.
Yes, and so are we,
shouted the seven dwarfs.